Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From Ugness
Live Ops. Chavai! Chavai!
And tonight, some protesters have been left hospitalized following a scuffle that broke out with the police at the Hands Off Our Hotels demo here in Accra. The NDC and his minority in parliament joined forces with organized labor to pull off the street protest against the sale of the four top hotels belonging to the Social Security and National Insurance Trust to a company owned by the Greek minister, Brian Champon. And the protesters are tonight demanding the immediate dismissal of government appointees on the SNIT board and the SNIT management itself for their involvement in a proposed sale of 60% stake in the four hotels. Now listen to North Tong MP Somokuyota Blakwa, who has been leading the crusade against the sale of the hotels. He was present today at that particular demonstration. In fact, led it, and he also read out the 15-point petition to the presidency at the end of the protest.
Then Akufo-Addo to immediately stop the sale of our state hotels. Two, we take the view that state assets should not be sold, especially profitable ones. Historically, since 1966, the sale of state assets has not been in the supreme interest of Ghana, and we therefore cannot continue on that destructive trajectory. In any case, the government should not sell workers' properties without the permission and consent of workers and all Ghanaians. It is wrong, immoral, and unethical for ministers and government officials to buy state assets. President Akufo-Addo must not preside over this detestable and dangerous practice. Only when he assured the nation that his appointees who want to make money through such transactions should rally in the private sector. Five, a loss-making Brian Champon's Rock City Hotel, according to GRA filings, should under no circumstance be allowed to purchase our state hotels, particularly profitable ones such as Labadi Beach Hotel and Ridge Royal. And if you look at the case of Labadi Beach Hotel, they posted profits of 158 million Ghana cedis in 2023, paid dividends to government of 25 million Ghana cedis only last year. And according to their auditors, Deloitte, they have cash reserves in excess of 58 million Ghana cedis in five bank accounts. This cannot be struggling hotels. The SNIT hotel sales has all the characteristics of classic state capture, which must be cancelled without further delay. Seven, we are also appealing to the president to instruct the Blair family to stop the illegal encroachment of Labadi Beach Hotel's beachfront. They should also stop issuing threats and just listen to the concerns of Ghanaians. It is a national embarrassment that the Labadi Beach Hotel has become the only beach hotel in the world without ownership and control of its beachfront. Eight, The Blair brothers should be made to respect the initial joint venture agreement with Labadie Beach Hotel and compensate Labadie Beach Hotel for the financial losses their reckless conduct has occasioned. 9. State assets should not be deliberately run down so that politicians will successfully sell them to themselves. 10. The Honorable Brian Champo and all politicians and politically exposed persons should never be allowed to buy state assets. 11. It must be understood that state assets are for all Ghanaians, not a few greedy, unpatriotic politicians. 12. If our state hotels are good for Honorable Brian Champo and the Blair brothers, then they must be good for all Ghanaians. 13. The government must explain to Ghanaians why the so-called saviors of struggling state investments are not interested in saving real, massive loss-making entities such as STC. Is it because they are not profitable? 14. President Akufo-Addo should promptly dismiss his appointees within his cabinet and those on the SNIT board and SNIT management for engaging in this scandalous transaction, which violates multiple laws and does not guarantee value for money. 15, last but not the least, we call on President Akufo-Addo to commit to assenting to a private member's bill, banning all politicians and politically exposed persons from buying state assets when Parliament concludes the bill and forwards same to his office.
Well, the protest also received massive support from the minority leadership in Parliament. There today was the Minority Chief Whip, Kwame Agboja, who says the sale is evidence of the state capture that has become a feature of the President Akufo-Addo-led government.
If you try, sell this hotel to Brian Achampo and see whether he can actually take possession of it. That our constitution says resist oppressor's rule. If you know something is right, if you see somebody murdering somebody, you don't wait and go to court. You make an attempt to stop the person from committing the crime first. Yeah. This is an attempt, what we are doing now, is an attempt to stop the commission of a crime before we go to court. So it is quite clear, even if it's Okujeto's company who is buying this, we shall resist it because Smith Hotels, majority of them are more profitable than Rock City. That is the fact. All options are available to us. This is option number one. Options number two is in Parliament. Others are still available to us.
Can you disclose the others to us?
When we get to that bridge, we shall cross it.
My colleague Master Oba was with the protesters all through and joins me in the studio right now. Let's talk about the reports that some of the protesters have been hospitalized. Yeah. What happened?
Well, it was a long walk from the Labadie Beach Hotel all the way to the Christ the King Parish, 8 kilometers of walking, which created a bit of gridlock in the capital city. And the MTTD police personnel had a difficult time controlling the traffic because at various intersections, sometimes you have the protesters standing right in the middle of the road and not moving. But at the end of the day, when we got to the point where they were supposed to end the protest, that was when the scaffold actually broke out.
Where was this?
So this was about 100 meters away from the Christ the King Parish. I'm told by the Not Tongue Member of Parliament, someone.
That's almost the Jubilee House intersection.
Exactly. Very close to the Jubilee House intersection. I'm told by the Not Tongue Member of Parliament that they were supposed to end the protest at the Christ the King Parish. But when police saw the numbers, they moved their barricades about 100 meters away from the Christ the King Parish. And that was what created the agitation among some of the protesters who felt that, no, this is not what we agreed on. We agreed to converge at the Christ the King Parish. Now we've been moved away about 100 meters away from the Christ the King Parish. We want to get closer. Police had 2 layers of security. So they had their barricades, and then they had formed a human wall behind those barricades. All the police officers, about 200 of them, in route control gear. But at a point, we saw some of the protesters trying to jump over the barricade and get access beyond the barricade. That was the point I saw some police officers removing their pepper spray, and they had to use the pepper spray.
And you've been talking to the organizers of the protest,
yes.
Particularly Samuel Okudjeto Oblakwa.
Yes. So Samuel Okudjeto Oblakwa tells me that he's going to ensure that Parliament takes a serious view of this issue. At the time that we were speaking, the conversation, the protests had just ended, and he said he was going to move straight away to the 37 military hospital where some of the injured persons were taken.
Unprovoked, tear gas, pepper spray, and a number of them collapsed, a number of them got injured. Totally unacceptable. The police have exhibited bad faith. We agreed that we will terminate at Christ the King Church. Christ the King Church. This is not Christ the King Church. So why take us by surprise and then on top of that use pepper spray, use tear gas? We cannot accept that. We will look into this. I've told the regional police commander that Parliament is going to take a strong view of this, and you will certainly hear from us on this one.
Well, but the General Secretary of the NDC, Fifi Kweti, was also there and was a witness to this. What is it that the NDC, the party itself, also plan to do about this?
Well, he says they'll be meeting over the matter because they did not expect this to happen, because the protests had largely been peaceful. The entire 8-kilometer walk was peaceful without any scenes created at all. So just at a point where they were going to end, that was when the scaffold broke out and sort of like put a dent on the whole protest itself.
What happens is that the people of Ghana simply have to know who it is we are dealing with. That we are dealing with a group that simply do not care. And a group of this nature, the best way to deal with them is to first and foremost get them out of power. And the people of Ghana rally together to make sure that these people are prosecuted, so that an example is set once and for all for generations to come. That you simply cannot become leaders of a country and become such a group of insensitive, corrupt, uncaring people. So that's what it has to be. December 7th must be a day for the people of Ghana to speak, and for the day for Nana Akufo-Addo Bawumia and the whole collectivity of insensitive, corrupt bunch that they are to actually face the music, so that an example is set once and for all for this country.
Finally, there was a near scuffle between the protesters and the police. The police forced to use their pepper spray. We can see the water cannon also coming forward now. What do you make of that situation?
Unfortunate, because what it is we want is simply, we are not having a problem at all with the police. They are at the very end of the lot of the suffering themselves. So our point is, no, we don't have an issue at all with the police. We have an issue with those who are literally milking the country dry. So it's unfortunate that such a thing happened, but I'm happy that calm has been restored.
And how involved was organized labor in today's protest? You know, they've held a press conference already.
Exactly, yeah.
And vowed that they're going to go on an industrial action if this is not dealt with, indeed cancelled.
Yeah.
Were they there? Were they there in their numbers?
Yes, they were there. We had reps of organized labor there at the starting point. We had two of them. We had Na Ayile Adefi of the TUC stepping into the bed of a pickup there and addressing the agitated crowd. She was quite concerned that we sort of seemed to have like a tunnel vision of all issues. She was concerned that people always try to see things through their own partisan lenses of NDC, NPP. She thinks that this is not an NDC matter. It is a NDC is not NPP. It's a national matter, and all hands must be on deck to demand, of what the NDC is pushing. So we can hear from a rep and later now, Ilya.
This is a struggle for the safety of Ghanaian workers, the future of our children, the future of our brothers and sisters. This is about job security. This is about pensions. This is about ensuring that the ordinary worker does not go home crying. This is a march devoid of partisan politics. It has to do with the future of workers. And we are happy that you have gathered here in your numbers. This will succeed. This will succeed. Yes. This will succeed. Yes. This will succeed. Yes. Choboya! Choboya! Choboya!
Leave our hotels alone. Leave their lands alone. Ejakesi ahonkwe bo obanina. Ewo inyemime.
And what is it that we're hearing about? And it appears in the background that there was also a bit of tradition at play here.
So that's the unexpected guest at the protest. Not many expected him to make an appearance. That's the La Wulomo. His name is Ni Yemo Obroni. He's the high priest of La, who joined the protest and intermittently poured libation as the team made its way, with the protest. And he said he was there because they are also not happy as Ghan people about what he describes as the looting of state lands and the taking over of their properties.
I'm the chief priest of the land, so they are taking our property on lawful way without we Alodia masters' consent. Do you understand? So if I'm a chief priest, I have to fight for my right because I have kids coming. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
So we need to tell the government that any land belong to La Gadangwe. They should never dare. They should give our land to X.
Okay. So that's the view there from the chief priest, who was also there representing the
exactly.
state.
Yeah.
But also, finally,
yeah.
they got to present a petition to the presidency.
Yes. So the presidency was represented by the deputy chief of staff, Emmanuel Edumua Bosman. He commended the protesters going about this demonstration in a peaceful manner. He said he's received the petition, they'll be presenting it to the appropriate quarters, and hopefully they'll send a feedback to them.
We are delighted to pick it because it is part of the exercise of our democratic rights guaranteed under Chapter 5 of our Constitution. We are also grateful that this procession and demonstration has taken place without any negative outcomes. We are happy that the cooperation has gone on between the demonstrators and the police. We want to keep in the spirit of democracy. As you know, this year is an election year. We want to do everything in a clean, peaceful and calm manner. So I've received this petition on behalf of the president. I'll submit same, and I can assure you that it will be looked into and the appropriate measures taking place as and when it is deemed fit and proper to do so.
I want to bring in right now Abraham Kumsing. He's the Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour. Also joining me is Nilanti Vanderpoy, MP for Dododo, who himself was on the ground today. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time here on Top Story. Mr. Kumsing, you just heard the Deputy Chief of Staff say they'll do whatever it takes to have your concerns addressed. Does that deal with the issues that you put forward? Satisfied with what you heard from the President's rep?
Oh, thank you, Ivan. Because all we want, because it's very stressful to embark on these demonstrations. So if the president had acted, earlier on these issues, I mean, these demonstrations wouldn't have, come in at all. But I don't know whether the president, is happy, people hitting the street and making noise and all that. Because this matter, we wrote, organizers wrote to the president wanting to meet with him, and he referred us to the employment minister. We met the employment.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And there was no solution. So we have to come back to the president. He wrote to us last week or so that he will meet with us 24th or 25th. Of this man. But that is not enough. All we want is that, look, instruct that the process of the sale should pause, should stop. You see, because as we are, going up and down, doing all what we are doing, they are still, they want to sell this property.
So the process has not stopped.
Simply given an instruction. So they put a stop to the process. That's all.
Mr. Kumsing, so the process hasn't halted?
It hasn't. It has not.
And I'm asking you as a rep of organized labor, because you have four reps on the SNIT board. What is their briefing to you, that SNIT is still proceeding with the conversations with the Rock City to sell it off?
That is a problem. In fact, our reps have failed us. And yesterday I said it at a press conference that we lost the battle. Organized labor, we lost the battle. But fortunately, the MPs, saw the need for them to help to deal with the matter. But we because we have reps there, and they should have prompted us that, look, the development at the board level is not good for us. So this is it. We should come in. I have no idea about what was going on until Honorable Ablakwa raised the red flag that, look, you guys sit up. That's how come we got to know that this problem was there, that they were about to sell this property. That's it. We didn't know. If our reps had informed us, briefed us, we could have taken action long, long, long ago without bringing in any politician into it.
But as we speak tonight, Mr. Kumsing, you are asking that the process to sell off the 60% stake in the four hotels be halted. You're saying that your members on the board tell you that that process is still ongoing?
Oh, yes. They have not stopped it.
Even though there's a petition before Shraj, and Shraj is investigating this?
Oh, this bureaucracy. You know how things work in this country. I mean, the Shraj, how soon are they going to finish this? Shraj cannot injunct the process. I don't think they can do that. They don't have that authority to injunct the process. So they will still go ahead and do whatever they want to do.
Mr. Kumsi, please stay with me. Let me bring in Ilante Van Der Poel, who was on the ground. Of course, he's a member of parliament for the Dododio and a rep of the minority side backing this protest. Thank you very much, Ilante Van Der Poel. So you're hearing that from Abraham Kumsing. Would you say that mission accomplished today? You set out today with one goal, to try and force the government to back off when it comes to the sale of the four hotels. You're just hearing from Abraham Kumsing say that process is still ongoing, although the chief of staff says, yeah, you'll be head.
Well, thank you very much, Evans. Let me say this. I was at a demonstration, one, as a Gadangwe, two, as a Ghanaian who is entitled to pension, and three, as a member of parliament who thinks that what is happening is wrong. It is not in the interest of Mother Ghana and Ghanaians. Let me say this. As a Ghanaian, I am ready to put my life on the line and resist this wanton grabbing and looting of Gadangwe lands. Enough is enough. We've had enough. And I'm urging all the youth of Gadangwe. Our forefathers fought, sacrificed their lives to protect our lands for us. Today, we have been entrusted with that responsibility to also protect it for the future generation. And from today, this is only the beginning. This is to serve a warning to any government, especially to Nanado and Bawumia, that any attempt to further touch any Ghana land will lead to consequences they will regret. Two, we want them to immediately take their hands off any Ghana land that they have improperly taken, looted, stolen. Three, this hotels, we are showing them, if they don't stop the transaction, the next time we will not go on the street. We shall take over the hotels ourselves. If they can't, they should take the hotel off our land and take it to wherever they will take it to and leave our land for us. We are not joking. The youth of Gadangbe are not joking. If I take it from me, read my lips, we are not joking. If they joke with us, it will be more than Ogoni.
But taking over the hotel will be taking the loss into your hands, will it not?
The hotel is on our land. If you don't want us to get what is due us, we shall not allow you to appropriate it to yourself. This government have been entrusted with the responsibility of taking care and taking custody of resources and assets. They've not been brought into power to come and, instead of protecting these things and maintaining them, developing them, they were not brought in to come and loot them for themselves. And I said, the Ghanaian, I will be part of every process, every attempt by the people of Ghana to prevent this government from continuing with this their wicked intention of Ejadie. Ejadie will not succeed. We've had enough of it, and we are going to stop it now.
As far as the minority is concerned, the strategy that we had was to also use a parliamentary process to fight this. There's already a petition led by your colleague, Okudzeto Ablakwa, before Straj. Aren't these enough?
Evans, don't even bother your head to ask me to tell you what our strategy in parliament will be. But I'm telling you, we have multifaceted strategies to counter this, and we will employ all of them at one point or the other. And we know they will all be as effective as today's was.
Today you submitted a 15-point petition to the presidency. It was received by the deputy chief of staff. He assured you that he's going to hand it over to the president, and he says that it will be given the needed attention. How long do they have before you expect to hear from them or you take your next action?
Well, the deputy chief of staff himself is a gun. And I know Auntie Rebecca is a gun. I know the Minister of Interior is a gun. And I know the regional minister is a gun. I'll be expecting them. If they owe any responsibility towards the Gadangbe people, I'll be expecting them to put pressure on the president to listen to the petition as a matter of urgency. He should not treat this like the LGBTQ bill that his office intentionally and surreptitiously closed the door to. This one, they should let him understand that Gamahie Edo. Amehimemi Ewola. If you understand Ghana, Evans.
And you know I do. The point you're making
Thank you.
That the guys are pretty angry and their eyes are pretty red. Ibrahim Kumsen, you say today that the president, if you can clarify, has now agreed to meet with organized labor. When is this?
Next week. I think 24th or 25th. But that's not what we are expecting. I mean, to meet and discuss. What we are saying is that stop the process. They should not continue. They should wait. They should stop it. That's all. We are going to meet him to tell us what. I will not be part of it.
You're the general secretary of the Ghana Federation of Labour. You're saying you're not going to go for that meeting?
I won't go there. I won't go. I don't know what I'm going to discuss. It's as simple as just tell people that, look, employment minister, make sure this whole process is stopped.
But that would be your opportunity. But that would be your opportunity to put that directly to the president, face to face. Why would you deprive yourself and your membership of that opportunity?
You see, they're wasting time. And you see, they're buying time for this process to end, and that will be it. They can even visit the outcome of this thing, and then it becomes another struggle. What is it? So it must be stopped. Stop it first. Then we can meet you. It's unfair that when you are in negotiations, what they are doing, it amounts to unfair labor practice, as I'll call it. You must be open. If you are negotiating, you must make sure that you don't intimidate, you don't, you know, harass the your whoever you are negotiating with. Make sure that there's a level playing field so that, you know, that is how things work. But if you are not, the president is saying that he hasn't heard of this noise that is going on. He's not aware. Doesn't he know our concerns? So we're going to meet him to tell us what. He should tell the people that, Master, you will stop. And let us engage labor or the stakeholders. You are not stopping them. Then you say you can meet you to discuss what? Evans. You, if you want, that's almost every week. If he wants, he's happy with such, you know, activities. Maybe he enjoys the music that is played alongside the marching. So you continue to enjoy it.
Thank you very much. That there is Ibrahim Kumsing. He's a Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour. Earlier, I heard Nilante Vanderpoel, MP for the Dodo. I want to hear from you on this. 055-1111-997. News night in a minute.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.